Thank you.
Muy buenas tardes, aquí estamos en el Foro Musical Mr. Q 107.5 FM here in Spain, in Madrid. Son las 8 y 3 minutitos casi. Una hora menos en Gibraltar. No, en Inglaterra, perdona. Y como todos los sábados, damos las gracias, un gran abrazo aquí para el gran DJ Gutiérrez. Con vosotros hasta las 8 todos los sábados. Radio Enlace. Ya entramos en el Foro Musical de Mr. Q. Tenemos que encender las luces, prepararnos, sentarnos, escuchar. Hope you're having a good time. Big shout to all listeners out there coming in and starting in the Forum Musical of Mr. Q. Studio here, a big shout, big hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, how do you do?
38 grados aquí en Madrid, 38 Celsius, we're boiling hot. Goes out to the Litchfield gang out there.
Hello.
Sylvie and T, if you're tuning in, 107.5 FM all the way from Madrid, España. This one's for you, darling. Pues con nosotros hasta las 9, siempre con la música aquí. No podemos vivir sin la música. Del gran DJ Gutiérrez con su Techno House hasta el Foro Musical de Mr. Q con su Psychedelic Rock, you know what I mean.
Hello.
Y como todos los sábados, noticias musicales y un poco sobre los artistas que estáis escuchando. Y hoy concretamente vamos a escuchar a algunos artistas de los fin de los años 60, principios de los 70, un poco de psycho rock, all the way from Madrid, España. do you do? Well, big shout goes out to listeners out there, also Barcelona, Andaya, if you're tuning in. The Lagrey gang, I mean, and a big shout to the Madrid gang also, and everybody else who's around there. Well, what are we going to be tuning into today? Well, we're going to be talking about somebody like Caravan. Pues sí, Caravan es una banda inglesa del área de Canterbury en Inglaterra, fundada por algunos de los miembros del grupo Wild Flowers. Y Dave Sinclair, Richard Sinclair y Pye Hastings y Richard Coughlin. Caravan alcanzó el éxito durante los años que van de 1968 hasta los primeros 70. Como parte de la escena de Canterbury. That's Canterbury in English. Y combinando el rock psicodélico y el jazz en un sonido propio. Pues cercano al de sus coetáneos Soft Machine, Caravan sigue en activo a comienzos del siglo XXI. We were saying, yes, Caravan are an English band from Canterbury, founded by former Wildflower members, and considered a key part of the Canterbury scene in the late 60s and early 70s, blending psychedelic rock, jazz, and classical influences to create a distinctive, very cute little dum-dum sound. Just like Mr. Q, eh? Welcome back to 107.5 FM here, the forum musical of Mr. Q, until 9 o'clock with you, talking about lots of different things. And one of those is the band Caravan. Yes, the Caravan Band. Well, yes, the band were apparently originally based in Winstable in Kent. That's near Canterbury, off the M something. Past three cows and two sheep and you'll find Winstable. But they moved to London, not the cows or the sheep. Caravan the band did. When they briefly signed to Verve Records. Yes, after being dropped by Verve, the band signed to Decca Records. Remember, children? Decca Records? Jimmy Savile was a great fan of Decca Records. And they released their most critically acclaimed album, In the Land of Grey and Pink, in 1971. Well, David Sinclair, that's one of the band members, in case you were not listening out there, kiddies, he left after the album's release and the group split. They didn't do the splits, they just split. Hastings and Coughlin added new members, yes, notably viola player Jeffrey Richardson, and continuing on before splitting in 1978. Well, then the band all came back together, yes, they held hands and reformed several times in the following decades. And Caravan still remains active as a live band in the 21st century. well, despite one of them who passed away in December 2013. So, kiddies, why don't we listen here on 107.5 FM a bit of Caravan?
To become aware of my own sensuality, I first become fully aware of my own tactile sense. In dim light, I close my eyes and remove my clothes.
Far from the city, overlooking the stream, I heard a sound, it made me look round, look back where I had just been. There just behind a ledge, there was a man, he leapt to and fro, clipping away at a hedge. Suddenly I heard a ringing, singing, but was nowhere to be seen. Pulling my trousers up to my knees, I waded across the stream, back to the place where I could hear sound, where the old man once had been. There just behind a ledge, there was a man, he step to and fro, clipping away at a hedge. Suddenly I heard a ringing, singing, but he was nowhere to be seen.
Well, we're tuning in here, 107.5 FM, the Fun Musical, Mr. Q Caravan. Yes, a band from the late 60s, early 70s from Canterbury, UK. Concretely, tuning into Hello Hello, this was recorded back in 1970 in Pye Hastings, and instruments including 12 and 6 string electric guitars, percussions from Dave Sinclair, Hammond organ, harpsichords, pianos, bass guitar, vocals, percussion from Richard Cotlin, and flutes and saxophones also, so very kind of summery type of music, that's the kind of people we are. Just to let you know, I just had a quick lug outside, and there's a little group of 50-year-olds out there all getting pissed and all getting drunk and looking very summery. Just thought you'd like to know that.
I'm dumb. I'm deaf. I'm blind. I'm deaf. I'm dumb. I'm deaf. I'm dumb. I'm deaf.
Pink world, the Boy Scouts stopped the thing. They'll be coming back again, those nasty grumbly grimblies, and they're climbing down your chimney. Yes, they're trying to get in. Come to take your money, isn't it a sin? They're so thin. There's black buckets in the sky. Don't leave your dad in the cigarette burn bright tonight. They'll all get washed down the drain. So we sail away for just one day to the land where the buckwheat grows. You won't need any money, just fingers and your toes. And when it's dark, our boat will park on the land of warm and green. Pick our fill of punkweed and smoke it till we bleed. That's all we'll need. While sailing back in morning light, we'll wash our teeth in the sea. And when the day gets really bright, we'll go to sea drinking. We'll be right back. it till we bleed, that's all we'll need. There's black buckets in the sky, don't leave your dad in the rain. Cigarette burnt bright tonight, they'll all get washed down the drain.
¿A ti te gusta Mr. Q?
Sí, me gusta Mr. Q.
Ya son las 8:26 minutitos aquí, una horita menos en Inglaterra. Big shout out to all you UK listeners out there. 107.5 FM, el foro musical de Mr. Q. Well, we just listened to a little bit of the Caravan Band, late 60s, early 70s, psycho rock. Pues sí, The Land of Grey and Pink, 1971, su disco más conocido, the best known record from Caravan. Y de él se ha escrito que demuestra un agudo sentido de la melodía y un ingenio sutilmente cómico, mezcla seductora como Mr. Q, suave del rock, duro, folk, music, classic y jazz, todo esto para la fantasía del psycho rock de Caravan. Pues seguimos aquí en 107.5 FM. Vamos a cambiar un poco los temas. ¿Y qué tenemos para vosotros? Well, we have here in 107.5 FM, it's not Jimmy Savile, no, it's the Kinks. Today is a song by the Kinks, written by Ray Davies, released in a single in 1968. Also appeared on an early version of the album. The Kinks are the Village Green Preservation Society. That's not to be confused with the Kinks are the Village People, no. Well, released only in continental Europe and New Zealand also. Now appearing as a bonus track on the remastered CD on the original Pi 7N 1973 label, the name of the song is Days. Well, it's that kind of summertime, you know, 38 degrees out there, flowers blooming, skirts flowing, hair blowing, and it's coming up to 8:30 here. Yes, 8:30, una horita menos en Inglaterra y en las Canarias también. Seguimos en el foro musical de Mr. Q, 107.5 FM. A big shout out to all the listeners and thanks for tuning in here.
This is a verb. excursion, so come down.
The Rolling Stones, Dead Flowers.
And when you're sitting there in your silk upholstered chairs, talking to some rich folks that you know, well, I hope you won't see me in my ragged company. You know I could never be alone.
Hey, now, little Susan, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground.
Dead Flowers, 1971 album, Sticky Fingers. It's a Jagger Richards compilation. Began in December 69 at the Olympic Studios in London. And the lyrics to the song are notably dark and feature the line, "I'll be in my basement room with a needle and a spoon." God knows what that means, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
107.5 FM, Bob Dylan, yes, Simple Twist of Fate, from the album Blood on the Tracks, 1975, and widely regarded to be one of Dylan's greatest albums, exhibiting his versatility in lyricism and songwriting. Now, if you know how to write lyricism, please do so and send it to me on Facebook, elformusicalmrq.blogspot.com.es, that world. Anyway, coming back to the album, unlike his previous albums, Blood on the Tracks sees an honest, open and confessional Dylan tackling what is thought to be the breakdown of his marriage with Sarah Lowndes. And it's seen as a return to excellence, though not as the Dylan known before, obviously. This song, despite being immensely candid, is full of depth, ambiguity, metaphor and a heartbreaking yearning for harmony. After a hazy day in the sunshine and a chance encounter, which can leave a man heartbroken. But here we are with Love. Only 107.5. If you're tuning in there, Mr. T, or you got the harmonica around, I'm sure you'll be playing along to this one. And there'll be more tunes coming up next week when we see each other. Special dedication, a big shout and a big hug and all the love here to Arlette. If you're tuning in here, all the way in Andai, El País Vasco. Talking about Bob Dylan, yes, he's in Madrid this weekend with Los Lobos. Sí, Bob Dylan está tocando este fin de semana. No, perdona, el fin de semana que viene, the following weekend. La veterana banda Los Lobos, de ascendencia mexicana, acompañará a Bob Dylan en el concierto que el músico ofrecerá en Madrid el próximo 6 de julio, 6 de July. Primero en la capital tras más de una década, first after one decade that Bob Dylan's coming over. Y la promotora de su gira en España, que además pasará por Barcelona, Zaragoza, Granada, Córdoba y San Sebastián, han informado hoy de esta circunstancia que solo se dará en Madrid y que permitirá disfrutar de su talento conjunto con una combinación que prueba el disco Tempest de 2012 de Bob Dylan. It's the 6th of July in Madrid here. Bob Dylan and Los Lobos.
Escucha Mr. Q.
Summertime boy here, C6 Steve, only in a pretty much gal, Mr. Kyo.
Well, I heard some folks said it like was cold. Well, I hate it just to get in my bones. So I need the sunlight. I need the sunlight. Cause I'm a summertime boy. Summertime,
got my arm out the window, my face in the sun. Or maybe I head up to Santa Cruz. I got loads of time and nothing to lose. I turn right around, go to Baja, Mexico, do the first dance. Oh, them ways roam, 'cause I'm a summertime boy.
An excursion, so come down.
Only with Mr. Q. Q.
Old Barracuda, or down a dusty lane, or banded their feet, or gonna go insane, or put it in reverse. Driving round and round, water gas last, eight track sound. Engine on the fairboat, laying down the beat. Pull the hops out, our souls to keep. We've been dancing, but people think we're crazy. That's how it was, y'all, in the days of hazy.
Yeah. Well, listening to a bit of C6 Jeep here, 1968 Barracuda. And before then, it was a summertime boy, Stephen Gene Wold, born 1941, commonly known as C6 Steve. American blues musician, he plays mostly personalized guitars and sings. Yes, he does sing, usually about his early life, doing casual work. All the genres are blues, rock, boogie, American folk. We did a couple of programs in the past on C6 Steve, so if you want to tune into those, you can go on Mr. Q's blog, photomusical.mrq.blogspot.com.
Never could believe how the world be now. I'd even be here alive somehow. It's a miracle. Yeah, a miracle. It's a miracle.
Abavuka, Abavuka.
Well, tuning in here to the Rolling Stones, Can't You Hear Me Knocking? Yes, recorded in the Olympic Studios in 1970. Part of the 1971 album Sticky Fingers. An over 7 minute song. Bobby Keys on the saxophone there. In fact, this song actually wasn't supposed to be recorded as it was. It was more of a jam session, and they just kept on recording. The swing and the fun was going all over the place, and Charlie Watts there picked up on it. And they just followed the groove all the way, yes, and they kept recording. And came up with this, Can't You Hear Me Knockin'? Escuchando 107.5 FM, los Can't You Hear Me Knocking de los Stones, grabado el 23 de abril del 1971, publicado en el 71, grabado en el 70, y una canción que dura y dura y dura. Pues sí, estamos aquí con el verano de hoy, por eso estamos en el foro musical de Mr. Q. Country Road by James Taylor.
Take to the highway, won't you lend me your name? Your way and my way seem to be one and the same. Mama don't understand it, she wants to know where I've been. I have to be some kind of natural born fool. I wanna pass that way again. But you know I could feel it on a country road. Sail on home to Jesus, won't you, good girls and boys. I'm all in pieces, you can have your own choice. But I can be a heavenly band full of angels, and they're coming to set me free. I don't know nothing about the why or when, but I can tell you that it's bound to be. Because I could feel it, child, yeah, on a country road. Guess my feet know where they want me to go. Walking on a country road, yeah. Take to the highway, won't you lend me your name. Your way, my way seem to be one and the same, child. Mama don't understand it, she wants to know where I've been. I have to be some kind of natural born fool. I wanna pass that way again, but I could feel it, Lord, on a country road. Walk on down, walk on down, walk on down, walk on down, walk on down a country road. La 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 la.
Guys, slowly but surely coming up to 9 o'clock here. Tuning to James Taylor, yes, un cantautor, guitarrista norteamericano, ganador de 5 premios Grammy, 5 Grammy awards he's won, this man. And a beautiful singer. Well, it's very hot out there. Yes, summer has arrived in Spain, 38 degrees in Madrid only. And we're going to be finishing off with a bit of country music, you know what I mean? It's normal.
Warm red wine, you know that place where you take me sometimes, where my cares have wings and fly right off my shoulder.
My shoulder.
Where I leave my cares behind, and for a while have peace of mind. Help me, friend of mine. Wine, take me away. Wine, take me away, where I can lose myself. Take me where I won't even see the light of day. It's my life and I want to live it. It's my will and I want to give it. Help me, friend of mine, wine, take me away.
Well, dedicated here from 107.5 FM and for the music of Mr. Q to all those wine lovers. Yes, Merle Haggard, or Merle Ronald Haggard. What a name, eh? Born April 6, 1937, American country and western songwriter.
Grind.
And also a fiddler. He fiddled a lot, instrumentalist that is.
Then I tell.
And along with Buck Owens, Haggard and his band The Strangers helped create the Bakersfield sound.
I gotta leave this long.
Oh, what is the Bakersfield sound, you may be asking?
The quickest way.
It's a unique twang. Twang, you know what I mean? With the Fender Telecaster.
Take me away.
A and the unique mix with a traditional country steel guitar sound and new vocal harmony styles.
Take me away!
And a rough edge not heard on the more polished Nashville sound recordings of the same era. Well, we're finishing off here, summertime.
The light of day.
Big shout goes out to all the wine lovers out there. Big shout to the UK gang. Sylvie, T, Aisha, I'll be tuning into your songs soon.
Help me, friend.
You've got to get those polished up, you know what I mean?
Wine, take me away.
Road Dog and Sassy E for tuning in.
Help me, friend.
Barcelona crew, Hyundai crew, Arlette, Emu, Muriel, everybody in the US, everybody in Africa, everybody in Asia, everybody everywhere. Well, that's been El Foro Musical de Mr. Q.
¿A ti te gusta Mr. Q?
Sí, me gusta Mr. Q.
Radio Enlace 107.5.